Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lunza Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo podcast. If you've never listened before.
You're really excited.
I know. Well, I feel like we're putting this episode out later than normal, so I'm like, let's get to it.
Okay.
If you've never listened to us before, you guys, I am a comedian in Los Angeles. Chell is a comedian in Los Angeles. And we're married to each other. And
hooray.
I love Bravo.
And I hate it.
And Chell hates it. But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo. So we are watching episodes of The Real Housewives and giving recaps of the episodes.
This is OC.
This is OC.
But before we get there, please, if you haven't already, follow us on our social media, Married to Bravo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's Married2Bravo. Married to Bravo. Send us a message. Send us your drawings of what you think we look like. Send us your favorite picture. We will talk about it on the air and give you a shout out. But before we go on, thank you so much to everybody who's reviewed us so far. We really appreciate it. We're going to try to get to 40 rates and reviews.
What, Chell? Are you crazy?
Jolene, do you think we can do it?
I think we could do it.
I think you, the audience, can do it.
Yeah.
We're so happy with the amount of feedback we're receiving on iTunes. We just want to say thank you so much if you've already rated and review us. If you haven't, take the time to pause this podcast and go to iTunes and rate and review us.
Now.
Right now.
And hey, you're back.
Welcome back. Thanks for doing that. That's so kind of you.
We got a couple new ones.
You're wearing such a nice outfit today.
You look so good.
Oh my God. I am jealous.
You look like you got them Real Housewives titties, but I know they're your real titties.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay for them titties.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that even though I'm married to you?
Titties?
Titties.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Why? Is that what?
Because I'm complimenting someone else's titties. I want to make sure that that's okay.
Oh, but this is all for funsies.
Got it.
If someone was right in front of us and you were like, hey, nice titties, I'd be like,
But if I said it for funsies.
If it's an actual person, a specific person, you can't. But if it's a group, like if you say all of our fans have nice titties, I'd be like, sweet. But if you were like, Rebecca McBig Tits
Stamos
looks as nice titty. Yeah, she's not Stamos anymore. She hasn't been Stamos.
I don't know.
Forever.
I was just naming her Rebecca.
It's Jerry O'Connell now. Do not pay attention, Chell.
Anyways, Rebecca remains Stamos O'Connell. You got nice titties for funsies. But before we continue, we want to give a shout out to the people that have actually left a rate and review. We have two new rates and reviews. This first one is by Whitney 7298, who was born on July 2nd, 1998.
Do you think so?
Sometimes people do that. I don't know. Her subject is love them, which is both of us.
Both?
So nice of you, Whitney. Thank you.
Even Chell?
Thank you. And she said, I came across this podcast looking for a Real Housewives after show. I absolutely love this couple. They're hilarious. I love how they bring different perspectives and don't always agree on some topics. That was very nice of you, Whitney.
That was really nice, Whitney. Plus, that's pretty much our marriage. We don't agree all the time. How dare you say
Whitney isn't nice? I disagree with you, Jolene. She's very nice.
Wait a minute. You just changed what I said.
The next one was left by Buddha Chell. Nice.
Was that you, Chell?
No, that wasn't me.
Someone put Buddha Chell?
Buddha Chell. Nice name. She's probably like a Chelsea or a Chelsea.
Cute.
Yeah, so thank you for
nice
shortening
titties.
It. Nice titties for funsies.
Some people might be offended. We don't really know.
I don't.
Whatever.
Whatever Moving you got, on. Nice them.
Yep.
And her subject title was swag, which is what the kids are saying nowadays.
Oh, swag.
Swag.
I want a swag bag.
I don't think that you're using that correctly. We're over 30. She said, I listen to y'all when I'm at work. Hey, hope work's going pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully no one is killing your vibe. Yeah. Love the concept. Your husband sure seems to like to engage in Bravo dialogue, considering he hates it so much.
Ooh, she called you out. I love it.
I hope my man is on his Bravo level one day. You two are funny. Brown pie.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I love that you do enjoy it. Like,
I don't enjoy it. I don't. But Buttigieg,
but
I'm doing
sure
this.
But you like to talk about it, she said.
Oh, well, I'm doing this to hang out with my wife, who is just super busy outside of this venue to even hang out with me.
Sure, Chell. Sure.
Please
sure.
hang out with me, Joe.
I'll hang out with you, and I'll watch your favorite show, The Real Housewives of every county.
Oh, gross.
And city.
But, Joe, you have nice titties for funsies.
Oh. and producer Tilly shows up, right, when we're talking about
Tilly.
Titties.
She's got the best titties. Hi.
And she will just be walking around. Because that's what producer Tilly does. Anything new on the Housewives front, producer Tilly?
Yeah.
Oh, really? She just informed us that Tamara posted a picture on Instagram this past week, Chell, of her ass showing a mole that is cancerous.
Whoa.
So on the eve of her 50th birthday, she's turning 50 soon, she found some melanoma, I guess that would be. So prayers up to Tamara. I don't know. I'm not a big prayer, but I wish good things for her. That's no good.
Power to her for showing off her butt.
Yeah, her butt looked really nice, but hopefully.
I'm sure that's why she showed it.
Yep. It's a scary thing. It's a scary thing. So that was a serious thing. And now we're on the newest episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County. And this episode I thought should be called Resting Bitch Face, but
it was called
Run for Your Wife, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And so, were you ready to break it down?
I'm
Let's
waiting
do
on
this.
You.
Okay. I was trying to make cool transitions where I include you. Nope. Okay.
This is not swag at all.
Ugh, I'm trying to be swag.
Swag with an E.
Oh, swag. Oh, I thought it was like a swag bag. Like, oh my God, I'm so
You're not
ridiculous.
Using
it
right again.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's swag? You don't even know, so you're not cool either. Don't look it up.
Shut up.
Okay, don't. You're younger than me, too. You should know this stuff.
By
Anyways,
4 years.
Back to the episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County. You guys, this episode started with everybody was at the gym. You know, they showed Tamara at the gym. They showed Lydia at the gym. And they're doing kind of, I felt how I just used swag, or what I thought was swag, is I was the Shannon in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tamara and Lydia are doing they have the cool workout clothes and they're all fit and they're doing cool workouts.
They're doing really hard ones.
Yeah. And then there's Shannon, she's literally me, just being, you know, older than the rest of them.
Not only that, she's like, I don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I work out.
I agree with
that. We just went on a hike. And
you didn't want to do it.
I complained the whole time.
In the beginning.
Yeah, well, then you left me and went on your own way.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of complaining.
There was a lot of complaining.
Even when you weren't complaining, you were pouting, which is like a facial complaint.
I'm basically the Shannon when it comes to working out. I'll totally accept that. And then so everyone else looked cool except for me and Shannon. And so Shannon's with her friend Tim, her fat-shaming doctor.
Yeah, way to go, Tim.
All right.
Get that money
and screen time, Tim. I think Tim has a special, the more I watch this episode, has a special relationship with David. Like, I think that's like his main homie or something, because Tim, throughout the episodes, has made quite a few comments to Shannon about her weight coming between her and David. And when Shannon brought up to Tim in this episode that David, I think, has ran now 8 Spartan races in a year. Is that what she said? And she thinks that's too many. And Tim's like, wow, that's not too many. Like, he seems to have David's back quite a bit, and then shames Shannon. I don't know. They might be working undercover.
I disagree, as per our podcast.
What?
I think Tim's really into fitness and is trying to motivate Shannon in the best way that he can. He might not be everybody's cup of tea.
He's into dick fitness because he's a dick.
Well, I think that he might not be everybody's cup of tea, but he's trying to motivate Shannon by shaming her. He's a shamer.
Ugh, if anyone is motivated by that, don't raise your hand, Chill. I know you're raising your hand, but you're not. Let me know. Like, send us a message. Are you serious, Chill? Are you really motivated by someone? If someone was like, yeah, you're fat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to get some work done. That's what that means. Because at the end, they're like, whoa, you really worked hard. That was a great job.
Or at the end, you're just depressed and even bigger and you've moved on because you can't trust that person that you were just vulnerable in front of.
I don't think you need a personal trainer. I think you need a relationship then.
Ooh. So everyone's training for this Spartan race.
Yeah. Shannon.
Except Shannon. And that's the ongoing thing throughout the episode.
She's training for a seafood tower.
She is. That seafood tower was amazing. We'll get to that. But we go then, after we see everybody kind of doing their workout, we see Tamara training.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's talking about Peggy with Eddie.
Yeah.
in this part reminded me kind of Me and You.
Really?
Because Tamara said something interesting in this scene. She said, Eddie wanted to find the solution. She just wants to vent. And I feel like a lot of time that's how, maybe it's a male-female thing. Or
it's
maybe
a male-female thing.
And I will talk about situations and you'll be like, well, here's how you should fix it. This is what you should do. And I'm like, no, bro, I just want to I want to vent.
You don't want to fix it. You just want to vent.
Well, I mean, sometimes the solution you have isn't necessarily going to work anyways.
Oh.
And I just want to be able to say it out loud because maybe it's something I can't necessarily fix.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I feel like I need you to be like, yeah, like co-sign on it. Like,
if it wasn't something you could fix, I wouldn't offer ways to fix it.
Oh, no. You've offered to fix things.
If you lost a leg and then you were like, man, I wish I had two legs, I wouldn't go say, grow a leg. I'd be like, oh, she can't fix that.
You'd be like, prosthetics. I think we should go get you fitted for something if that makes you more comfortable.
Yeah,
you would have a
that
solution.
Sounds good.
But sometimes we just want to vent about something. So she wanted to vent about her conversation with Peggy, and Eddie was more like, don't let this bitch Vicky get in between future relationships and get in mm-hmm. your head and your life and stuff. So Eddie made valid points.
Yeah,
but then
Eddie.
I understood Tamara's points too because she just wanted to talk about it.
I totally side with Eddie on this one because I'm a husband, and when the wife comes to me with problems, I try to fix them because in my perspective, it's obviously giving you a bad time and I just want you to be okay.
But sometimes it feels better just to say it out loud and have someone listen and go, yeah, she is a bitch. And you're like, thank you. And then you can move on with your day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, guys are fixers, though. It's just the difference between us. I mean, if you want someone to listen to you, it's like, go tell your friend.
Thank you. How great. Okay.
Well, it's all hard because women are like, hey, take care of me, take care of me.
That's sexist. Not every woman is
take care of me all the time.
Well, you're my husband. I want to take care of you and I want you to take care of me. But the way you said it was like, you know how women are like, take care of me, take care of me.
Well, you're in your situation. You always say take care of me. And the way I take care of things is I fix them. That's how I do it.
Yeah. But that it reminded me of our dynamic because she was just like, I just want to vent. And he's trying to find a solution. So that, I got a kick out of that.
Got it.
And then we go to Shannon, who's having lunch with dun 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 Peggy, the lip closer.
Yeah, and Shannon and his team, Tamara, mm-hmm. and you can tell because she just already has a bad taste in her mouth by Peggy.
Yeah, she came in. I mean, I think Shannon's got Tamara's back. I mean, that's a good friend. I think Peggy, I don't know how Peggy was thrown off because she reacted like, what? She's mad at me? Duh.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
No, I don't think Peggy can tell. Again, I think it's a cultural difference. This is the season of, if it happened in her culture, it would be totally different. And I think that people just don't relate to that.
Well, she said that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not how she deals with this and how Armenians deal with it. But their lunch was, I didn't think it was anything great. What did you think about those two meeting up for food?
Well, I just didn't like how Shannon was like totally like, what's your problem? And you got your boobs removed. You don't have cancer.
Oh, yes.
It sounded like so rude.
That. So here's the deal. Just because Peggy didn't test positive for the BRCA gene, I think that's what it's called, the breast cancer gene, her mom died of cancer. And I know someone who is a friend of mine who also did not test positive for that gene, but still got breast cancer.
Yeah, it's preventative.
And if she wants to do that, let her do it. I thought that's a dick move on Shannon's part. It's a dick move on Tamara's part to even question it. It's not your body. It's not your choice. This cast is obsessed with cancer. They're obsessed about lying about it. They're obsessed with talking about it. They're obsessed with judging other people who have it. Megan's done that before. Mind your business when it comes to medical stuff like that.
Yeah. I think that the whole cast is hurt by what Vicky did last season. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where they're lashing out from. But it's still not cool with someone new. This isn't someone who's talked to Vicky and is Vicky's friend brought onto the show. This is just a random person. And she shouldn't be judged by saying, yeah, I had a double mastectomy. I felt that Shannon was ultimately rude and in the wrong in this one.
And asking so many personal questions, about this particular thing. Maybe she doesn't want to talk about it and the specifics of it.
Yeah, well, Shannon was just trying to white girl trap her.
Ugh.
It was sick.
The white girl trap?
Yeah. where you get them to say something and then you tell your friend the thing that they said, even because you asked a million different questions of the same question and different angles. So you go to your friend and you're like, I can't believe she said this. But essentially you asked us several different questions and you were pushing her to that answer. So,
man.
White girl trap.
We white girls are evil.
Yep.
Ugh. All right. And then we go from the lunch and we go to Vicky at the pool with Brianna and her kids. And they're having swim lessons, which I'm like, wow, that's totally different than the swim lessons I remember being rich rules, because you get to go in your rich grandma's backyard and learn to swim with your personal coach instead of having to go to John Glenn Junior High with a bunch of other kids who are pissing in the pool and crying while their parents are rubbing their eyes from the strong chlorine smell that's permeating throughout the room. And it was very different. I was very jealous.
Yeah, I'd like to pee in my own pool.
Yeah, I would love it. It's probably like one of those like saltwater pools or something.
What's a saltwater pool?
I don't know. It's saltwater.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah.
Or are you just making that
up?
No,
it's for real. Oh. It's just not chlorine, like not chemicals or something.
It's just
know.
Salt.
Rich people shit again, Chell. We don't know.
Got it.
Vicky's got her grandkids. I mean, it's a smart thing. They live in California.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought, man, I never even realized that was an option. You
mm-hmm.
could do that. You could have a swimming lesson in your own big ass pool.
Yeah.
In this scene, Vicky is talking about the whole Tam O' Shanter shit, and Brianna is over it.
Yeah, she is. She don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. She's like, just Brianna wants them to just drink Fireball and move on.
Yeah, which is smart. I think that it's just petty now. It's like the smallest thing sets off the bigger argument, which is the unforgiveness from both parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not going to forgive each other. Brianna thinks they need to get together and talk about it. They're not going to. This still seems like this season has been two separate seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tamara and Vicky, no interaction. Shannon and Vicky, no interaction. They're hanging out in different groups. It's just a strange season.
Now, this is my first season of OC, so this to me is just the norm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they fight, but it's never been this that I can remember divided to where they won't even be in the same room as each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking there's probably going to be a shakeup next season. They're going to have to do something.
You think so?
Yeah, because if these women can't get it together and be in the same room and talk to each other, I mean, you're on a TV show together.
Wow.
Hate each other all you want, but you still have to interact somewhat.
Okay, well, one of them will get a spinoff and the other one will stay on the show.
People are saying that. I've seen people online saying they want Vicky's family to get a spinoff. Do you think that'd be an interesting show?
I think it would follow. I think Tamara and Vicky are competing for their own show right now. Tamara's spinoff would be something searching for her family, trying to get it all together, and then
boring.
Butt fitness. And then Vicky's would be her business along with her family and trying to get it all together.
Which, if they both were given a spinoff show, which one would you watch?
Well, I think Vicky would probably get the spinoff show because everyone's on Tamara's side at the OC. I mean, you have Megan. The only one who isn't is probably Kelly.
Which one do you think
Kelly.
Would be more interesting of a show?
None of them.
Okay, but if you had to pick one.
I don't like Vicky as a person. I think that she is overreacting with her friends. I think her as a family person is amazing. I liked seeing her act with her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really nice. I think Tamara is crazy, especially involving her daughter. So I don't know if I'd like to see that. And I think that would only fracture more of a relationship with her daughter if she got her own spinoff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested in watching Tamara's spinoff. I might watch a Vicky spinoff just because I do somewhat like Brianna. And I would like to see what happens with like Michael and his person and if Vicky stays with her guy. And I do think she is good when she's around her family.
Well, I think it helps Brianna. I know raising two kids must be tough, especially since she's by herself right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that money from the television show would really help.
Yeah, well, they got money for days. She'll be fine. Brianna's fine. Let's worry about people who really need money. Then we go to Megan on a photo shoot.
Yes. Megan, who said she was a model in college and then she stopped, and then last year she had a photo shoot, but that doesn't count. That Megan.
I just love that. That's an option for people. I was like, I did a little modeling, you know, and then I decided to go into this business that you can just pick and choose when you get to be a big fashion model.
Hot people problems.
Hot people problems. But Megan looks like a model. She should be modeling.
Well, she had the thing.
She's
and
8 feet tall.
Last year I did this for a magazine. That's modeling.
Mm-hmm.
You're still modeling.
I don't think she gets it.
No, she doesn't
She's
get it.
She's too busy worrying if babies see ghosts. She You can. It is cute. You know, she has that whole new mom thing. She walks in like, here's my baby. Everyone look cute and her baby's adorable and everything.
Aspen.
But, and then she brought Girly Girl too. She's just, Megan is just walking, talking, breathing privilege. You just, it's hard to like Megan. It really is on a lot of levels because I just don't feel like she has any grasp to the average person's reality. But I guess that's what we watch this show. I mean, a lot of these women earlier in their life, I think they didn't have money or they kind of had to struggle. And with Megan, it's like she's so young. And did she ever have to struggle? Was she always just super waspy? I don't know.
Probably super waspy.
That's what I think. And she's a model. It's hard to relate to Megan. It's very hard as an average woman to relate to Megan. So she does her photo shoot. And then I do like that she was just breastfeeding and, you know, putting it out there because I think that's really important.
You like that power girl. Got it.
Yeah. I don't think, why should we have to have those blanket things? Unless you're modest and you want to cover your own boobs, but don't do it for other people.
Would you have a blanket thing? You're a modest person to me.
I am modest, but I kind of want to go, you know what? This is feeding a person. Like, how rad am I? Look at me. I'm breastfeeding. I don't know.
I feel like you would want to do that. You wouldn't bring the blanket, and then you would get really nervous, and you'd say, Chell, stand in front of me.
Yep, and then I would just start squirting it everywhere at everyone, going, ding, 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 ding. Who wants some milk? The comedian in me would come out. I'm a clown. No? Okay.
No, it's good. I was just thinking of your long nipples doing that.
Yeah, because the nipples get longer. And then we go to Deco and Peggy.
Deco was doing butterfly faces.
I hated the butterfly face.
Why? I felt like it was cute.
Okay. It's cute if they're going to do it at home by themselves and those two. But I hate when people do that thing where they have like an inside joke or they think something's funny. And then they're like, let's trick the poor stranger that has to be at work right now serving us lunch. So, okay, when she comes over, you do butterfly in front of her. And she's just like, just let me do my fucking job, you rich assholes.
I thought he was doing it to make Peggy feel better and she just walked in at the wrong time.
No, they said, okay, here she comes. I'll do it in front of the server. But I just, that's one of my biggest pet peeves with people is when they think they're really funny, but they push. Did that sound really bad?
It's spoken like a jaded comedian.
I am a jaded comedian. But here's the deal. Your little butterfly thing that makes your wife laugh, fine. But don't do it to the server. Let her do her job. She's at work. She's trying to serve you. Maybe it's because I was a server for like 7 years and I had to deal with people going, hey, let me ask you a question. And then it was like two guys and it was their stupid inside joke. And I'm like, leave me alone and let me get you an iced tea and move on with my day.
Mm-hmm.
And that butterfly thing may be cute to Peggy, but it's just annoying to everybody else who doesn't know what's going on.
Got it.
Don't, if you're at a table with friends, you know, do it in front of your friends because it's your friend's fault for choosing you as a friend. So they have to put up with the butterfly thing. But the server was at work.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that to people who are in customer service. They almost act like, well, you're serving me, so you also have to listen to my shitty jokes and my inside thing. And
yeah.
No, they don't. I didn't like that.
Got it.
I feel like that's more rich people shit.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is busy. Did you see all the no tables she has?
Well, that's too bad because I heard Deco actually got an audition for SNL because of Butterfly Face Guy.
Oh, that's his character?
Yeah.
That's a horrible
He's
character.
Actually going to be on next season, so you want to be more jaded.
That would actually probably be what would happen, is with his reality, quote-unquote, stardom, he would get a dream that we deserve, Chell. That we deserve. So their lunch was... what did you think? Besides the butterfly thing.
I mean, it's all rehashing. Mm-hmm. It's like something big happens and then everyone goes to their corner and talks about it. That's what the Real Housewives is.
And this year, it's everyone goes to their husbands.
Yeah.
And significant others and talks about it.
Well, I think that in the OC, most of them are still married or in long-term relationships. So it doesn't force them to come together as much as New York. It more they can have that private conversation with their significant other or family member.
Yeah. This scene was pretty boring to me. I didn't feel like we got anything out of it.
Yeah, it's just rehashing once something big happened.
Exactly. So then the next scene, we see Kelly and Vicky in a store that it seemed like Kelly was the friend of the person who owned the store.
Yeah, and she was given I got your back by putting it on television so that people like us would go to it and be like, whoa, this is on the show.
There is so much marketing in the Housewives. These Housewives, like, they pimp their stuff out. They pimp their friends' stuff out. It's constant branding. And I feel like the longer this franchise goes on, the more it just becomes about advertising sometimes.
It's television. It's all advertising.
I know, but just don't make it so obvious. I don't want this. You know, it's one thing with like New York with Skinny Girl. Skinny Girl all day long. Except for some reason, Skinny Girl doesn't really annoy me.
Why is that?
I don't know, because I think Bethany's such a strong character that it doesn't annoy me. She's worth it to me.
Well, it doesn't overtake her.
It doesn't overtake her. And it's already a brand that's, you know, established. But I know that it had a lot of help from the Housewives.
But Kelly, her personality is so unlikable that it's obvious when she's selling.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly right. And so her friend, you know, more power to her friend. Yeah, get that airtime, girl. But for her good, for us, it's like, okay. So whatever crystal store thing she has, Vicky comes in and immediately starts just judging it. Like, what's this? We're going to do an aura machine? I just believe in Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because the OC Housewives were just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all the time. I felt kind of bad for the owner of the shop.
You did?
Well, Vicky was...
I mean, they still did the aura machine.
They did, but Vicky... I felt like Vicky was being kind of a dick about it.
Well, Vicky got the aura red, and I thought she loosened up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, the aura red that she was really happy, was that what it was?
Well, of course, when you give someone compliments, they're going to be like, okay, I believe.
Do you think Vicky's happy?
Yeah. I mean, she seems really happy when she's around her grandkids.
Mm-hmm. I do think she's happier than she was. I don't know if she's super happy, but definitely happier than Kelly.
Well, she only feels anxious and unhappy when she's around Tamara and Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Vicky and Kelly's relationship?
No, I don't like Kelly at all.
But do you like their friendship that they have? Or
no.
Or you just think Kelly needs to beat it?
I think Kelly is manipulative. I think Kelly feeds into Vicky's conspiracy. And I think Kelly is ultimately what's keeping Tamara, Shannon, and Vicky anywhere from talking.
Really? Yeah. Now, see, I think it is more Vicky than Kelly.
Well, I think Kelly is the one who is repeating back, oh, this is what I heard, and only fractures the relationship more.
Yeah, she's definitely not necessarily helping it, but Kelly is at a point where she's wanting to have her own friendships with Tamara and Shannon, and you see Vicky, and Vicky's like, no, 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 wait a minute. I am your little puppet master, and I can't have you out there with them. She's getting really jealous.
Well, I think that, again, that's Kelly fracturing more relationship of like, this is what I'm thinking of doing just to get Vicky to be very paranoid.
You think she wants Vicky to be paranoid?
Of course. There's no drama if no one's paranoid.
Ooh, Kelly is just writing all the storylines this season. She's in everything.
Well, I think the producers like her and they're feeding her things that she should do.
Because she'll do it.
Yep.
Where I think some of the Housewives might go, I can't.
Yeah, Kelly has no shame.
No.
She's in it to be a part of it fully, no matter if even if she's the bad guy.
She's in it to win it with that permanent lipstick. Do you think she ever doesn't wear lipstick?
Is it like you and lip gloss?
I think so. I think she might have a lipstick addiction like my lip gloss addiction.
Yeah,
I
you
always have
keep...
to have something glossy on my lips, but she always has to have like a dark color.
And you keep gloss in random places just in case you run out.
Yes, just in case. When a tube starts running low, I throw it in the glove box of the car. I put one in the nightstand and go buy a new one. So I do think Kelly has that problem. But it was interesting to see Vicky getting jealous. Like, oh, I guess I maybe don't have as much control on Kelly. But I think Vicky has quite a bit of control over Kelly.
I don't think Vicky has control over anybody. I think each of these housewives understand who they are. And
you don't think Vicky has control over Peggy? Peggy, remember Peggy and Deco? They are like kissing Vicky's booty.
Yeah, Peggy and Deco want to be a part of the show for more than a season. So that's why they're doing that.
I don't think they're going to make
it. But they're within their own control. That's why they're doing it. I don't think they're going to make it either.
No, I think they'll be replaced.
I think Deco will stay, but Peggy will be replaced.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Deco being a housewife before. Oh, Deco. So then we go to David and Shannon, who are driving to dinner with, they're by
Shannon
themselves.
Shannon and Eric.
Shannon David.
They're going to go have dinner with Shannon David. Sorry.
With Tamra and Eddie.
Oh.
You're just throwing out random names.
I don't care about these people.
You're like, yeah, and then they're going with Barb and Dylan.
I can give two
Man,
shits.
Man, I love Barb and Dylan. They're good people. So I thought their car ride was very awkward. What did you think?
I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just driving and...
David looks a million miles away. His mm-hmm. eyes are a million miles away. He's not present. Shannon is passive aggressive to him, snippy. I mean, there's so much going on in their relationship. It's very uncomfortable.
I feel like
watch.
They had an argument right before this scene, and then they had to get in the car and just be okay. So that for the cameras.
I mean, it seems like every conversation they have is an argument.
Yeah.
Because there's such a strong fracture in their relationship that I don't know how you heal that.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
You don't get on TV and you go to therapy and you find a way.
Like we said earlier this season, Shannon should have taken this season off.
I agree.
She could have came back better, stronger. Just take a season off, reassess, see what's happening, because this episode especially, David was gone. Like, his eyes are gone. He's Spartan racing. He's...
by himself.
He's far from that. So we'll get to that part. But first, they then meet Tamra and Eddie at dinner. And we see the seafood tower, which was amazing.
Yeah, it looked great. I would have got that.
Oh, I wonder how much that cost. That's
probably 100.
Like 100. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Had lobster tails, shrimp. Probably had oysters, too.
Maybe we should start a Patreon, and then people can, if they want to donate, we'll go get that exact same meal.
Help us enjoy the seafood tower that Tamra and Shannon and Eddie and Doug enjoyed.
David, you were so close. Doug is Lydia's husband.
Got it.
Okay, we're moving on. So they do that, and immediately they start talking about the Spartan race that they're all training for.
Yeah, like, and Shannon won't let... Shannon doesn't want Doug to do it.
David. I feel like now you're doing it on purpose, though.
I'm not legitimately.
Well, Doug, David. Yeah. So you can call him Doug and call him David. We know who you're talking about. No, she doesn't. And how do you feel about that?
I think she should let him, or at least join him. Mm-hmm. I think that it's something that he really likes, but Shannon doesn't like it all. So it seems kind of like she's not trying to at least meet him halfway. She's making him be like, you're the reason, it's your fault, so you have to come to me fully. I think that David is trying to connect with his wife with this inviting her to do the Spartan exercise.
Did he invite her?
I thought so.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the invitation's open, but at her in her current state, health-wise, I mean, she wouldn't be able...
Well, I think that she sees exercise as an evil thing in her relationship, especially with her husband, because he's spending a lot of time doing that thing
mm-hmm.
Without her. And I think from him, he's like, no, I'm just showing you that this is what's calming me down in this situation is really just to go work out the pain that I feel. And I'm kind of like... showing you maybe you could work out too, that I do it, you could do it too, you know.
Yeah, I think he's like, I'm just showing you that I don't want to be around you at all, because from her description it sounds like he works all day and then goes right from that to working out,
yeah,
to training for the Spartan races, which is fine. I think as like a spouse, as someone who's married, you always want to encourage your partner. I mean, you're someone who's ran a marathon. You run half marathons. You like to run. I hate running. One time I've tried a couple times to run with you, but the one time I really gave it a go, I started running and I could feel my butt jiggling and I didn't like it. And so I turned around and ran back home. Mm-hmm. But I always came and supported you and was supporting. So I think that it would be nice for her to get to a place where she is supporting him. But I also think, F you, David, you shouldn't be running 8 Spartan races when you just renewed your vows and you and your wife should be in hardcore therapy working on making this marriage work if you want to be together the rest of your life. Do get rid of Spartan for now. Do something together and then stay focused in your therapy. Take the time that you need, because I can't think of a therapist that would tell them, yeah, the best thing for your marriage right now is for David to just pretty much be gone and get a super hot bod and be just training for the Spartan race and then working and then seeing Shannon briefly when they argue over food.
Well, I think David is really trying to control himself or release mm-hmm. the tension that he feels in the relationship by working out. It's yeah. the only thing he can do that's healthy, and he's doing it.
I understand why he's doing it, but I do think there's a selfish thing that he does need to give up. As a dad of three, to have that much time to train for these military type races, I mean, bro, your family is in shambles. Your wife has gained all this stress weight. She's unhappy. She's in fights on reality television. Stay home. Put the weights down and figure some shit out.
Well, I don't think Shannon should demasculate her husband.
Emasculate? Yeah. Well, she did. I normally would say, yeah. But in this sense, there's so much hurt there that I think she's going to continue punishing David. And I don't necessarily
it's only gonna push him away.
Blame her. I get it. And I know she shouldn't be doing it, but I understand why she's doing it. But then I'm also...
You don't blame her?
No, I mean, I do because she is doing it.
It's just adding fuel to the fire.
It's not helping the relationship at all.
No.
But I get why... She's doing it, but if she wants to stay with him, she's got to stop.
Why is she doing it?
Because she wants to get back at him. She wants him to hurt. She's not fully healed at all. I don't think she's honestly healed at all. So she's going to dig and dig and dig to try to make him feel like she feels, because she feels horrible. She does want some sense of revenge. She wants him to love her. She wants, but... There's that thing in the back of her head that's always going to bring up the cheating and the deception and the lies. And not only did that happen in their marriage, but it happened in their marriage on TV mm-hmm. for everyone to see the embarrassment, the shame, the guilt, everything. So she's definitely not going to be kind to him.
She should get a divorce then. I mean, it sounds like the way you're describing it, it sounds really bad. And mm-hmm. I think that they should get a divorce.
I think so too. I think it's beyond a point. I know it's their marriage. They'll do what they want. But I think they'd both be better off.
Yeah, I agree.
They not together, because it is, unless they take like a solid year off, especially from this reality TV shit. I don't know. They're just going to make each other continue to make each other miserable.
Yeah. It's going to get real bad.
And it's sad to watch.
There's still the rest of the season, so I think it'll only get worse.
Yeah. Then we have Tamara and Peggy went to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about Peggy having a resting bitch face and their situation they had with each other. And that Tamara was mad and Peggy, again, didn't quite understand it.
Cultural differences. I don't know. If you tell someone they got resting bitch face, I don't think you're really going to be friends with that person.
No, because I think Tamara kind of has resting bitch face too. It's like two resting bitch face people. They're pointing the finger at each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me... Logically, I kind of go with Peggy, because it's like, this is all old trauma. So it's just kind of get over it and try to talk things out and try to make a connection.
Yeah. I couldn't when they were originally fighting see where Peggy was coming from, but I kind of can now. As a new cast member, it's probably annoying. And she's probably thinking, okay, let's move this storyline along because I want to be involved in it.
Yeah.
And I'm not involved in that. So I understand that.
Are they going to make them take all a trip together? Is that also a housewife
yes,
thing?
Yes, every...
I bet you get two separate trips at the end of the season.
That wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me at all. So they have their lunch. Peggy and Tamara are never going to be friends.
No, they're never going to be friends.
They're never going to be friends. No. It's weird having them sit together. They have nothing in common. They don't even look like they want to like each other.
They didn't talk at the beginning.
No.
No, they don't want to like each other.
Tamara's never going to get Peggy's sense of humor. Peggy's never going to get Tamara's.
I don't think anybody's going to get Peggy's sense of humor.
Yeah, and to be honest, both their sense of humor is... aren't good.
The jaded comedian comes back.
<They're> not good. So then the best sense of humor on the show is Lydia's mom.
I thought you were going to say me with these.
Well, me, my point of view. But Lydia's sprinkle, sparkle, unicorn, loving mom. Then we see a scene with Lydia and her mom and the kids. I think she was she leaving her kids? With?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was leaving her kids with the mom because they were going to go run in the Spartan race. And remember when his little kid cried? Lydia's little
kid?
Yeah. Are you going to die in the fire?
Oh, because they had to jump over a fire. Her kids are so cute.
Doug was crazy. He's like, this is what mom's going to do. And then the kids is like, oh my God, mom's going to die.
I know. Doug just, him and his little full hawk scaring the kids.
Yeah, she was like, don't leave me with Doug.
And then Sparkle Princess Mama Baby comes over and throws stuff. And then, I don't know, they had the cute little kiss between Lydia and her mom, like a little like, was it a, what do they call it?
Yeah, they have their
Eskimo,
own handshake,
their
but
handshake.
It's like kisses stuff.
I just don't hate Lydia's mom. I know there's lots of people online and people who
Why
think she's annoying.
Them?
And no, I don't hate her. I think she's, I like her crowns. I like her sprinkle dust. It's
I hate her
because
she
dynamic.
Owns her personality.
Yeah, I hate her because she smokes weed and she's totally chill. I like her. Lydia...
I'd rather have a high mom than an alcoholic mom.
Yeah, I would rather have the weed. The weed.
But I guess any kind of bad habit to the max would be the worst.
Yeah,
so.
For the kid.
Yeah.
Of course. So Lydia's not going to think it's as cool as we're like, yeah, man, Lydia's mom's totally chill.
Mom, don't die in a fire. You're going to leave me with pot, Grandma. No.
So then they do the Spartan race and
she
we
makes
see
me
it.
Cookies.
She makes, it's awful. She makes me cookies. Tell me she loves me and we take lots of naps.
Just her though.
Yeah. And I need someone to talk to. So then we go to the Spartan race.
Yeah, the Spartan race.
You probably, I'm surprised you haven't done a Spartan race.
I can barely lift my own body weight. So the wall part.
Whatever. You did those 22 days of push-ups or 22 a day.
If it was a Spartan race for veterans, I would totally do it.
Yeah. So it had, well, there might be.
Yeah.
I think you should do one. I'll go cheer you on and maybe I'll do it.
Whoa, you would do a Spartan race?
I don't know. Well, it looked really hard.
I think the mud part would really gross you out.
If people's hair was in the mud, it'd gross me out.
There's people, unless you're the first one
or
through.
Or spit? Oh, yep. Gross.
Unless you're the first
okay,
one through.
Okay, I'll take it back. I'll support. Maybe you can like FaceTime me and I'll support through
Sounds
FaceTime.
Good. Well, Shannon was puking. Tamara was puking. Tamara was like, bleh, bleh.
Was she though?
No, it was part of the act.
No, but. I know. It's she's drive heaving. Yeah. And keep it going, Tamara.
Yeah, you're like 49, and we saw you climb a wall at the yeah, beginning.
You're
of the
in
episode.
Amazing shape. Yeah. Calm down. You're fine.
The worst thing you got is a mole on your butt.
Yeah. Well, no, the mole's cancerous. You can't say that.
Oh, I can't?
No, it's like legit cancer.
Oh, it's
I
legit
think.
Cancer?
Yes. Maybe
I
you
thought
didn't
it just rose,
me.
And she just got
no,
removed.
No, I think that's what it says on her Instagram is that. It tested positive.
I would like to get fact checked on this.
Okay, we'll fact check. We'll fact check. We'll find out.
Okay.
Then we see the race, and it's cute that the couples. You got Doug and Lydia, and you got Lydia. She's a tiny little powerhouse. I was very surprised. She was just kicking ass.
Yeah, she owns it. Well, I mean, we saw her at the beginning working out. Mm-hmm. She was owning it.
Yeah, I guess I should have known because she looks like she's in good shape, but she's also really small, but she's strong. And so you see them, and then you see Tamara and Eddie, and it seemed like they all were really having a good time as couples and supporting each other. And then there's David, and he just looks like a sad sack.
Well, everyone is in a couple is like having fun and hugging each other after each thing. That's Tilly sneezing.
Producer Tilly just like totally freaked out.
You freaked out.
I turn because I have bad anxiety and I think, is this going to be the time she just has like a heart attack when we're on air and dies? I know, it's horrible, but these are the things when you have anxiety your head goes to. Your dead cat. Hello, Tilly. She's back. She's alive.
She's just had like when you swallow spit or when you drink water and it goes down the wrong tube. That's what she had right now.
But she was sneezing.
Yeah. Oh, Tamara does have skin cancer.
See?
Yeah.
That's what... Okay, so this podcast just turned really depressing. Dead cats and cancer. We're very sorry about that.
Well, I think going back to the David thing, I think when you're surrounded by couples who come together and you're like the fifth wheel.
Yeah. When your significant other doesn't want to do what you want to do. That's the thing with David and Shannon.
And
they don't
even,
have a lot in common.
And they don't even support each other.
No.
Like. It's kind
of
weird.
I even saw a Facebook Live of them a couple months ago, and they just don't have anything in common. It's just you can't see it.
Not anymore?
Yeah, maybe they did once, but maybe the affair obviously got in the way, and maybe other things along the way. Maybe as they got older, things changed for them. Their priorities changed. I don't know.
Well, I think one of them needs to make a step in order to rekindle that situation.
I think it should be David. But Shannon's... She's so angry.
Yeah, I think it should be one of them.
Oh, they both gotta. They gotta meet in the middle between.
I mean, if
all.
Shannon came at least to cheer him on, I think it could have started something.
Something, but she was very clear that she does not support him. That he's done 8 of these things. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's too much, and he should be spending that time with his family and with her.
Well, he's only doing it because he's happy to be around his friend Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie.
I feel like there was going to be a scene where Tamara stopped hugging Eddie, and then Eddie hugged David and said, "We did it." And then they kissed.
the drama that would come from that. So,
well,
yeah.
That would be drama if Shannon and...
Or if Shannon's husband and Tamara's husband decided to be husbands?
No. I said if Shannon and David split, it would be really hard on that relationship, Tamara and Eddie, because Eddie would take David's side.
Oh, I thought
Tamara
you meant that they
Shannon's
fell in
side.
Love.
No, no,
became
no.
husbands. I was like, ooh, this is getting good.
No.
That would be a good
that's
season.
Too outlandish.
No, that's totally feasible. Okay. So we see David. He looks sad. He's got mud in his hair. We're like, go home, David. Then
you have kids,
go home, David, put the weights down. You don't need a 6-pack. You're married with 3 kids. You just don't get a 3-pack and don't cheat on your wife. Okay. I'm sorry. I go off on tangents.
Can we get a fact check on him cheating on his wife?
He did.
He did?
Yes. And he admitted it.
Oh, he admitted it?
Yes. And they went to therapy on the show.
Why didn't
and
he
it's a woman that's in their community that they know that they see.
Oh, man.
It's a low down dirty dog thing
move
that he
away,
did. I know.
Shannon,
get out of that thing. Get out of there, Shannon. Go be best friends with Jeff Lewis from Flipping Out. Do you know the show on Bravo, Flipping Out?
No.
Jeff Lewis is the guy that flips houses. He's a big personality. Anyways, they're like besties. He always has her back in the media and rips on Vicky. Just go with Jeff. Stay with him for a little bit. The kids will understand.
Maybe he'll flip out your life.
Yeah, get David out of that system. I'd like to hear if Jeff Lewis really likes David. We'll have to have him on the podcast. You know he listens. So then we have Megan's St. Patrick's Day celebration. So Megan, Mommy Megan's going to get out on the town, and she's going to pump and dump and have some drinks on St. Patty's Day.
She's like, finally, I don't have to model or give my baby to my cousin.
Oh, finally, I don't have to be around this adorable child or model or...
Who's so, taking care of the baby? My second cousin.
Yeah, because her cousin came out. So the cousin came.
The cousin's so quiet. She's not saying anything.
You think them girls are going to let her say something?
Oh, really? Oh, you think they cut out everything she
I'm
says?
Sure.
Well, she probably says things like, in law school, we would argue that Vicky slandered you. And they're like, shut up, bitch. You're just a cousin.
Exactly. What? Because you read and have an education and are doing something, you think you're better than us? And she's like, actually, I do. And then they would stab her. Okay. This is getting weird.
I'm going to school for tort law.
For what?
Tort law.
What's tort?
Tort. It's a type of law.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to school for swag law.
Swag?
So they all get a limo or car to go on their St. Patty's Day outing.
Yeah, and Kelly's there.
And Shannon.
And Shannon does her Irish accent thing.
Oh, like top of the morning to you.
Yeah,
well,
Megan
top of the
hates.
Morning. Well, top of the afternoon. Last season, she did that when they went to Ireland.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Top of the morning. Top of the Ireland. Like, she just was top of the everything. And that's when they had their big fight.
Who?
Where all of them, Chell.
Everyone versus everyone?
So that was when...
Free for all?
They all got really drunk. And
cage match?
Kelly and them got into
rage
a
in the
fight.
Cage?
Yes. The rage in the cage. The cage and rage and the crazy lady party drunkenness. And they all fought. And Kelly decided to just throw shit out there that Vicky had told her in confidence, including that she thinks Eddie is gay and that David beat Shannon. And
that's where that came
things
from.
Like that, yeah. And then... Kelly also decided to talk about Tamara's issues with her daughter, Sydney, by saying, no wonder your daughter doesn't talk to you, something like that.
Kelly said that.
Yes, because Kelly, as we're going to see in the next episode...
is a fire starter.
Kelly, I don't even know if she's necessarily a fire starter. I don't... You give Kelly a lot of credit. I don't give Kelly that much credit. I don't think she thinks as manipulatively as you think she does. I think she just cannot control herself.
You think Kelly's just stupid.
She's just like a beast. She just flies off the handle. And at a drop of a dime, she's someone totally different. If you say something to her, there are people that kind of work up to their anger. Kelly, you go against her, and a second later, she's on your ass. She doesn't even care if she's your best friend. I mean, look at her history of the things that she said, even to her friend Megan. Just going, well, your husband's been cheating on you. And we're going to hear that again in the next episode.
Wow.
So she just, Kelly is someone, she has no self-control, zero self-awareness, and she just is a blurter. She just blurts it out. She doesn't think. She just speaks, and she immediately goes into defense mode. Something must happen to Kelly early in her life that her initial reaction isn't to stop and think or maybe gradually get mad, but to go right for the jugular. Mm. Kelly will stab your ass right away.
Well, Kelly, stay away from my ass.
Mm-hmm. No ass stabbing.
Stab it.
It seems like everything's okay with Kelly and Shannon. They give a little hug. Did they give a kiss? Or they? It was very weird.
Yeah, they were just on the same page. Everyone was drinking.
Yeah, and it was okay. But as we're going to find out, it's not okay.
Yeah, stuff goes down in the DM in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. It goes down in the DM for sure. So that was this episode. Top of the morning to ya.
Do you like that she does that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because she thinks she's cute?
No, I just think that's part of Shannon's personality.
Got it.
The things I like about Shannon is that she is kind of weird and she's out there and quirky. I like that about her, but she's got so much weighing her down personally, and I think she has for a very long time, but especially this season, that it's hard for us to see like fun Shannon, but there is a really fun Shannon there.
I like how they did a Megan outing. Like a Megan outing would be like, let's go to a bar and drink. Where like a Shannon outing would be like, let's just go to my house and drink.
Yeah, well, you think Shannon would rather drink at home?
Yeah, well, with friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 20s versus 30s thing, you know?
Exactly. So Megan's still young, so she's like, we're going out to party, and not saying
I'm gonna pump
that
a
Shannon's
dump in
old,
a public restaurant.
But yeah, but she's, you know, Megan's like 34 or something. I don't know. Now, what did you think about outfits? Did you have a best dress this episode?
No, I had a worst dress. It was Megan's Irish outfit with the glitter on her eyes and stuff.
I was going to say that was my favorite outfit.
Ew, gross.
Because I liked that she had the bodysuit. She had the cute little green flannel tied around. You didn't like that at all?
No, I didn't like anything about it.
Oh, my gosh. What did you like?
An outfit that I liked?
A best dressed? Because I was going to give it to Megan. Because I thought, you know,
I'm going to give it to Lydia at the Spartan race. Lydia at the Spartan race.
Okay.
Best dress.
Good workout clothes. Muddy. Good. And worst dress you're going to give to Megan.
Yes.
Worst dress I'm going to give to Shannon. Don't pull back that same green glitter shirt you wore last year. It's not a good shirt.
You don't like that shirt?
No. I'm okay with green sequins. But that is just it's a weird cut. It's a weird sleeve. There's a weird little ruffle on it. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all.
I think she just wore it because that was the only green thing in her closet.
And I think she wore it because it harkens to last year and the big fight and the big trip they took to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day when they're all getting wasted. So I was like, let's bring this up.
Mm.
Here's a way to bring this up.
Shannon wants to start the drama.
Yeah, and it's good for screen time. She didn't get on screen a lot.
Got it. She is manipulative because she wants more screen time.
All these ladies want more screen time.
All of them?
Yes. Who goes on a reality show and doesn't want screen time?
Maybe they get paid by who gets the most on screen time. Like it's like how football players, if they reach a certain touchdown goal, they get an incentive. So maybe in Real Housewives, if you have 30 minutes of screen time in a final air run, you get such and such incentive added to you, how much you get paid.
Always bringing it back to football. Married to the NFL.
I'm just saying that maybe there's some
well,
type of incentive.
I'm sure. I don't know if all the housewives get paid. Oh, I'm positive they don't all get paid equally, and the most popular housewives rise up to the top of the food chain. So yeah, the more screen time, the more story line you get. What would you rate this episode out of 7 housewives?
2 housewives.
2 housewives out of 7?
Yeah.
You thought it was that bad?
I was bored.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it was boring. It definitely, next episode looks a little more interesting. I would give it though, I'll give it 4.
I mean, how can you go against someone who thinks they have cancer, got a double mastectomy, and then try to pick apart what they say just so that you could tell your friend who hates her? And then how can you tell that same person that they have resting bitch face? Mm-hmm. It's like they won't let anybody in their little game. It's pretty bad.
The Real Housewives, a lot of times, they do have this period for the new housewives where they kind of haze them. And I think Peggy's getting a little hazing.
I'm not alleviating Peggy from the things that she's done because I think she's making bad decisions automatically coming into the show.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time...
Shut up about her breast cancer stuff. Just be quiet.
I get that's who she is. Maybe that's how she started. But now let's talk about her actions. That's what's important.
Be in the now.
Yeah.
Be in the now.
How about we say, hey, when you took Shannon Tamara's side last night, it seemed like you were a Vicky's friend. And then bam, let's get into that.
Bam. Watching OC makes me appreciate New York more.
Yeah.
Because it was way more entertaining. So I hope OC steps it up and we get going on this.
Yeah, let's go, OC. Step it up.
Let's go. Let's get these women all in the same room.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Let's show America how classy you can be.
So that was the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you can go to iTunes, rate and review us, that would be fantastic. If you've already done so, you're the best. You're our best friend.
We're trying to get to 40, and we're at 28 right now.
Whoa, 12 more. Is that the math?
Yeah.
That's the math.
You did math.
I did math. Yay.
Yay.
All right, you guys. Thank you for listening. Chill. Thank you, Producer Tilly, as always.
And if you have a chance, go follow us on social media, Married2Bravo on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And that is Married2Bravo.
Awesome. Bye, Chell.
Bye.